So, we're talking about prayer today. You may have gathered that. Just going to have our reading. So our reading is from Philippians 4, 6 to 7. And it says this. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he's done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard our hearts and our minds as you live in Christ Jesus. So that's what we're going to be thinking about today. And as it's One Life, our talk's a little bit different. We have spaces in our talk where we have a couple of questions when we can discuss things. So if you're in a family, you can discuss those together. If you're on your own, you might want to discuss it with your somebody from your church family, or you may just want to sit quietly and ponder those things between you and God. The reading that we've just had is from Paul's letter to the Philippians, and he's telling them not to worry about anything. And he was talking to a persecuted church. So there was plenty to worry about. Equally, God's words for us too, would you agree? God's word for us? Lots of nodding going on. And he says, don't worry about anything. Don't worry about anything. Do you think we've got plenty to worry about at the moment? There's plenty to worry about. We've got war. We've got a global pandemic. Global warming. The cost of living. The list just goes on and on and on. Yet we're told not to worry about anything. So here's your question. How do you feel about being told not to worry about anything? How does that make you feel? Disgust. Lots of conversations going on there. If we could just round them up, please. Wonderful. It's not easy, is it? It's not easy not to worry. How can we help but worry when there's so much going on in the world? And that's just the big things. That's without talking about all the little things, the stuff that matters to us, the stuff that's relatively small in the big scheme of things, the stuff that probably won't matter to anyone else, but it does matter to us. We've all got those things, haven't we? Probably won't matter to anybody else, but they're a really big worry to us. What about all that stuff? Well, instead of worrying, we're invited to pray. And we pray to a Heavenly Father who loves his children and cares about their needs. And he invites us to pray about everything. You ready for another question? A lot of people find prayer really difficult. Why do you think this is? Why do you think people find prayer difficult? Discuss. Okay. So, God intended prayer to be a two-way relationship between us and him, which was demonstrated beautifully this morning, I think you'll agree. But how does that make you feel addressing our Almighty God, the maker of heaven and earth, the creator of the universe? But we need to remember that we're his children and he longs to be in relationship with us. We're his children and he just wants to talk to us. And we've got to remember that we've got help. We have Jesus who showed us how we should pray. And we have the Holy Spirit who comes alongside us, sometimes even praying for us when we can't find the words. And Jesus, he'd sometimes go off and pray all night long. And if he needed to pray, then we certainly do, don't we? And the Bible tells us that we can give everything to God in prayer. And if we do that, we'll experience God's peace, which exceeds anything that we can understand, and it will guard our hearts and our minds. Well, I don't know about you, but I want some of that. I want some of that peace. But how do we make it a two-way thing? How do we do that? Rachel Turner is the founder of Parenting for Faith. And she calls the two-way thing chatting and catching. And I think this is every bit relevant for us adults as it is for children too. She believes that relationships are built in the everyday sharing of all the little things. Again, we saw that demonstrated beautifully. As well as the big stuff, we need to bring to God all the little stuff too. We need that freedom to be able to talk to God about everything and anything. Then, when we've learned to speak freely to him, we can expect to hear from him. And the Bible tells us that we'll recognise his voice so clearly that we will run from any other voice. Rachel calls this catching, because she wants us to understand that there's so many different ways to hear from God. So God can put pictures in our minds. He can put words in our minds, bringing to mind scriptural songs. We may experience a series of coincidences that are far too relevant to be chance. Some people do hear an audible voice of God, and sometimes God will speak to us through others. Some will feel God in their emotions, or maybe in a dream. And these are all ways of catching from God. God finds the right way at the right time. When my mum was passing away, I was holding her hand with one hand, and God was holding my hand with the other, very firmly and in a very real way. These are the ways that we feel God's peace, the peace that transcends all understanding. The staff team had the privilege to go to the New Wine Leaders Conference this week. We had a wonderful time. But we also heard lots of stories about what was happening in the Ukraine. And those who were fighting out there have explained how they can actually feel that they're being prayed for. So of all of that going on in that place that must be the darkest, most scariest place of all, they can feel that they're being prayed for. They've explained that they can feel God's presence and how amazing that's been and the amazing things that they've seen happening through that. They've described how bullets have just changed course and gone around them. They've spoke about how they've been in direct sight of the enemy, yet the enemy just couldn't see them. They're experiencing the power of prayer. So let's make sure we keep on praying for them. Yeah. So let's just, yeah, somebody said, yeah, well done. Out of the mouths of babes. So let's just finish with Paul's words to the Philippians, and let's just imagine that he's talking directly to us. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he's done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and your minds as you live in Christ Jesus. Amen.